Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Are mounting this afternoon for the organisers of an anti-lockdown protest to call off the event, which is due to take place tomorrow in Cork City. Members of the public are being asked not to attend the protest. And in the past few minutes, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Cork South Central TD, Simon Coveney, has urged people to stay away tomorrow. For more on this, I'm joined by Ralph Regal, Southern editor of The Independent. Ralph, you're very welcome to the programme. This protest has been organised since before last weekend, it should be said, when we saw trouble on the streets of Dublin. But the organisers of this particular protest, which is due to go ahead tomorrow in Cork, are coming under increasing pressure, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so. I think there's virtual unanimity across the various bodies in Cork. We have the Lord Mayor, Councillor Joe Kavanagh has called for it to be stopped. He warned that it has the potential to be a super spreader event for COVID-19. We've cultural and charity leaders such as Katrina Toomey of Cork Penny Dinners. She said she's very concerned about the potential impact of a large gathering like this on vulnerable members of the Cork community. As you mentioned, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, in the last 15, 20 minutes, has basically asked people not to go to it. We have, you know, right across the spectrum, there's people expressing concern about the impact on the city. But the organisers are adamant, and the Cork People's Convention say, they're stressing that it's not a protest. They're saying it's a peaceful assembly. Mm-hmm. And they say there's a right to have that under the Constitution. They're totally unconnected to the event that happened in Dublin. They're not connected. They were organised separately. And what they're saying is that they believe it is their constitutional right to highlight specific issues to do with the extent of the lockdown and healthcare concerns and the impact on the economy.
And the Gardaí, are they setting up their policing response or presence in the city at the moment?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, the Gardaí are taking a number of different approaches to this. Firstly, they're stressing to people that this event is not an exception to the 5 kilometre travel rule. So if people do travel beyond their 5 kilometre restriction to attend this, they do run the risk of incurring fines. Secondly, there have been extra resources provided for Gardaí in the city centre. It's very unclear at the moment what kind of numbers we're talking about. I mean, I'd only be guessing, but the guards are prepared for every eventuality. And what they have said is that there'll be extra resources available, and if necessary, they will have public order units ready to be deployed within minutes.
And there have been a significant amount of meetings between public representatives and Gardaí and the organisers of the protest in the days this week leading up to Saturday and the protest day. Were they fruitful in any way, Ralph, do you know?
Well, not in terms of having the event cancelled. I mean, what the organisers have said is that they believe it is their right under the Constitution to have what they're calling a peaceful assembly. Now, they said that they have liaised very closely with the Gardaí over this matter. They say that they're very experienced in terms of marshalling such previous gatherings, you know, demonstrations, assemblies, protests, whatever you want to call them. And they've effectively said that anybody, they have condemned all aspects of violence or confrontation. That's not what they say that they want. And they said that anyone who's intent on doing that is not welcome and should stay away. From the Garda point of view, there are concerns on a number of different levels. Obviously, the public health aspect is one. If you do have such a large gathering, as the Lord Mayor warned, does it have the potential to be a super spreader event? And also, I mean, even the president of Cork Business Association, Ono Sullivan, he has made the point that there have been so many sacrifices made by business owners to try and get through this lockdown, to try and get businesses back up and running. And their major concern is that an event like this could ultimately result in the exact opposite of what the organisers are hoping for. In other words, it could extend the lockdown.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Ralph Regal in Cork, thank you very much indeed. We'll